AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Tourism groups in Indiana and Indianapolis trotting out campaigns to polish the city and state's image amid the backlash to the state's religious objections law. Chris Gall with Visit Indy wants to get the message out to the tens of thousands of NCAA fans arriving for tomorrow night's men's basketball title game.
Visitors who arrive at our airport will immediately see giant signage proudly saying, Indy welcomes all. Then into our taxi cabs where our drivers have buttons and T-shirts proudly saying, Indy welcomes all.
Closing arguments set for tomorrow in the trial of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev's lawyers started the trial by admitting he took part in the bombings, but said his older brother was the mastermind. Prosecutors are expected to remind the jury of the brutality of the attack, the three people who were killed, and the many others who were injured. If Tsarnaev is convicted, the same jury will hear more evidence during the penalty phase of the trial. He could get either life in prison or the death penalty. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remains sharply critical of the nuclear framework agreement reached with Iran.
I think this deal is a dream deal for Iran, and it's a nightmare deal for the world.
Netanyahu tells NBC's Meet the Press the U.S. and other world powers have to increase pressure on Iran ahead of the final nuclear deal in the coming months. Senate Foreign Relations Committee member, Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy, also on Meet the Press, says there are safeguards in place that would make sure the Iranians comply with any agreement.
We've increased breakout time to a year. We've significantly rolled back their enrichment capability. We're dismantling the potential plutonium path at Iraq. And we have an inspections regime that is absolutely unprecedented.
The terms of the basic deal aim to cut into Iran's nuclear bomb-making technology while giving Tehran relief from international sanctions. This is AP Radio News. People take part in New York's Easter Parade to check out the wild bonnets. Julie Walker with more.
Chris March makes elaborate costumes for a living, say Lady Gaga and Beyonce. So today's Easter bonnet creation is, oh, just something he whipped up.
It's this big plastic chocolate Easter bunny lawn ornament. And I just decided to make big Easter baskets with balloons for eggs. We've been getting lots of attention today. It's been really fun.
There were so many people jockeying to take his picture. March had to take a seat on the steps outside St. Patrick's Cathedral. At the Easter Parade, Julie Walker, New York.
Wisconsin's win over previously undefeated Kentucky drew the most viewers for an NCAA semifinal in 19 years. Badgers' 71-64 victory last night averaged 22.6 million viewers across TBS, TNT, and True TV. That's according to Turner Sports and CBS. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.